Good morning. Today is February 25th, and you're listening to OK OK, the Honor News for Our Kids podcast. Today's scripture reading is 1 John 1, verse 8 through 9. If we say we have no sin, we're only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. Is anything more precious than forgiveness? What a blessing when after we've really blown it with someone, we apologize and hear that person say, "I forgive you." A weight's lifted from us and our relationship is restored. Today's verses acknowledge the reality of sin. We have sin, and that's the truth. And at times, we yield to our sinful nature. Beyond our comprehension is the fact that God sees us as righteous because of His Son's death on our behalf, and yet He knows that we will not be truly righteous until we get to heaven. So in the interim, God offers forgiveness. If we confess our sins, He is faithful. He will do as He promises. And just, He can do it fairly because Jesus already took our punishment to forgive and to cleanse us. Our children will be blessed when they understand this precious promise. They don't need to live their lives attempting to attain some fashion of sinlessness, for they will be fooling only themselves. Instead, they can live to please God, and when they mess up, they can come to God in confession. God promises forgiveness and cleansing. His justice provides for the promise, and His faithfulness guarantees it. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, you say that if we claim to be sinless, we're only fooling ourselves. Our old nature will still exist. You promise that when we confess our sins to you, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. I pray that my child will come to you in confession and receive your forgiveness. Please draw him close to you every day and help him to understand he doesn't need to keep a list of sins he needs to confess. Instead, give him an attitude of discernment and humility so that when he sins, he will know it and desire to be cleansed of it. Thank you for your forgiveness, which removes sins as far as the east is from the west. Thank you for the promise of your forgiveness when we come to you, and help my child to trust in your forgiveness. We ask it in your name, Lord. Amen.